Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Jessie Buckley's all over the papers this morning, not because of her win, because that only happened in the early hours of the morning, but more about her red carpet appearance last night. Tomorrow's papers will be all about her big Oscar win. So not much about the Oscar win, although a lot of the papers predicting that she was going to win. I am seeing already some people, because the Irish, we love to celebrate, but also we love to detract as well when we can. I am seeing some people online not happy with part of Jessie Buckley's speech, because in the speech, which I'm conscious a lot of you won't have heard because hopefully you were asleep, but in the speech she said, it's Mother's Day today back in the UK, and people are getting annoyed that she didn't say and Ireland or in Ireland. But listen, the pressure of delivering an Oscar speech, I think we'll just have to suspend any annoyance over that. And now we have to check and see if across the water they'll call her Britain's Jessie Buckley. I suppose that speech doesn't help with that as well, but congratulations to her. And we're live, we're in Kerry today, we're in LA today, so stay tuned to News Talk and you won't miss a thing. Front page of the Irish Independent, driver held every 45 minutes on drink and drugs. So there was a big Garda blitz over the weekend for St. Patrick's Day, and essentially a motorist, these are the only the ones who were arrested by the way, a motorist was arrested on average every 45 minutes for suspected drink or drug driving, and this was in the first 3 days of the Guards road safety crackdown. You're talking here 2,550 motorists detected for speeding offences, and then 93 people arrested for driving under the influence of an intoxicant, alcohol or drugs. As I say, they're just the ones who got caught as well. Irish Examiner has looked at what would happen if this country were to be attacked on the front page. So a combined physical and cyber attack on a critical electricity transformer in Ireland would cause grid collapse within 2 hours. It would impact on critical services within 6 hours and threaten social collapse in 48 hours, according to experts from the Defence Forces. I suppose hardly a surprise, given that if we get a flake of snow in Ireland, the country grinds to a halt. So if we were to be attacked, it's not surprising the country would collapse. Basically, a team of engineers and Air Corps officers have been telling managers of state utilities and engineers who work in this area, they work in critical infrastructure, that these timelines were based on a plausible, evidence-based hybrid attack. So if we had a physical and cyber attack, within 2 days, the country's kind of snookered and we'd have social collapse, apparently. There's something to look forward to. The Irish Daily Mail, don't bring up Culleton case at the Oval Office, Taoiseach. The public is firmly against the Taoiseach bringing up the case of Seamus Culleton at the White House tomorrow. So the Mail has done a survey and just 18% think that Micheál Martin should raise the issue of Mr. Culleton, who's an ICE detainee, with Donald Trump. 50% don't think he should bring it up. 32% did not know either way. Or maybe they haven't even heard of Seamus Culleton, because not everybody had. So they have the poll. I'm just trying to see. I don't see figures here. I presume a lot of Irish people want the Taoiseach to bring up the war in Iran, but also a lot of people don't. I was watching the news last night and a lot of people kind of saying, don't bring up Iran. Just kind of get in, get out and be bland. Really, in your meeting is probably the best thing. Get in and out as free as possible. I also laughed. I'm reading in The Star where the Taoiseach was in Philadelphia yesterday. The Star says one person pointed and said, look, there's the President of Ireland, while another said Micheál Martin was King of Ireland. So maybe some work to do in being a bit better known in Philadelphia. The Irish Times on the front page has an explanation as to why trains are late. And it's bomb scares, children throwing stones, the glare from the sun and animals wandering onto the tracks. These contributed to nearly 2,000 hours of delays on Irish rail services. More than 7,500 trains were hit by delays caused by miscellaneous, unusual or external obstructions in 2024 and 2025. And even like if a tree falls down or you have branches on the line, this has enormous knock-on effects, according to this new information. One fallen tree in 2024 caused 106 hours of delays across 251 different trains. So there really is a huge impact there. The Irish Daily Star on the front page, Scammers L to Pave. This is a story that two Irishmen have been arrested in Spain, in Costa Brava, over a tarmac con. A swindle, as it's called, of course, all allegedly. And more about that in the Star. And the front of the Sun, the Great Kate Show. So the Sun goes with Caitlin Cummins, who got her hands on the Glitter Ball trophy last night after winning on Dancing with the Stars. And she dedicated the win to her mother, who was in the audience last night. I watched Dancing with the Stars for the first time ever last night. I spent 2 hours of my life watching it. Quite a good show. I actually really, really enjoyed it. Must give it a proper watch next year, but certainly enjoyable, and I do think she deserved to win. The Irish Times is looking at the TDs who lost their seats in 2024 or retired, and what they're up to now. And 10 of them are now lobbying. So they are lobbying their old colleagues, essentially, in Leinster House. And there's 10 of them, including Joe O'Brien, Mark McSherry, Brendan Griffin, Alan Farrell, Josepha Madigan, Sean Sherlock, Nasa Horrigan, Kieran Cannon, Jackie Cahill and Charlie Flanagan. So that's what some of them are up to now. And they're involved in a wide variety of areas. I see in the Irish Independent, the price of a pint, obviously it has been rising. If you're a pint drinker, you'll be aware of this. But we've a new way of measuring inflation, which is looking at how many pints of Guinness on an average salary you're able to buy. And essentially now you will be able to buy 166 pints on an average weekly salary. So that's down 3 pints per year, per week on last year. And as well, the price of a pint of Guinness has gone up. In 1997, a pint was equivalent to €2.50, and now it's €6.09, which is a rise of 140% for some reason. And final story for you comes from the Mail. If you've had a night where your partner has been snoring, and well, you're not alone, and you may want to divorce them, because snoring is a factor in half of divorces, or just under half. 47% of divorcees say their partner's nighttime snoring contributed to their breakup, as did conditions like sleep apnea as well. 3/4 of 2,000 people who are recently divorced say that they've, 3/4 of people affected by this who say snoring was a factor in their divorce said they had moved to a different bedroom, and 85% of those say the snoring contributed directly to their divorce, and half said it was a deal breaker with new lovers. So people really do value their sleep. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.